Be ready, because today I'm feeling a little spicy and I'm coming in hot with some truth that you will not want to hear. But if you're willing to listen, I promise that you will come away with some insights that can be more powerful and more impactful than anything I've ever shared before. And it starts with this. You may be the number one reason you continue to struggle, but it's not for the reason that you think. In fact, the reason is far more simple and easier to fix than anyone's willing to tell you. So before we dive into that, let me lay some groundwork. Earlier today, I was on the platform X, and I came across somebody's post that was sharing how there's an individual who goes around and interviews people who are between 70 and 100 years old. He asks them questions like, biggest regret, biggest lessons. If you were to go back and talk to your younger self, what would you say? And then this thread listed several videos of people's replies and their answers. And it was incredible. I went through, I actually got emotional listening to different ones, and I found some key takeaways. And for me, the key takeaways were really simple. It was relationships matter most and life goes by fast. So make sure you're paying attention, that you're being present every day. Okay, really powerful, right? And they talked about some other things about money and material things and stuff like that. But I thought, what can I take away from this? What can I learn? What can I apply to my own life? And those were the things that really stood out to me. I thought, you know, I'm going to go post a comment or say, hey, thanks for putting this. And so I scrolled down to see what the comments were. And to my shock and just absolute frustration, most people were so caught up in making excuses for themselves that they totally missed the point of what they could gain and what they could learn. And that is the secret for you. Look at the different courses, the different videos, the different things that you've watched, that you've attempted, that you've wanted to apply to make yourself better. And ask yourself this question. Was my response to make excuses about myself, my situation, how I'm different, why this won't work for me, what they got wrong? Was my response to make excuses, or was my response to find the wisdom of what I could immediately apply? And I will tell you right now, the number one reason I have struggled throughout my life at different points, the number one reason I see clients struggle, the number one reason I see friends and family and anybody that I've ever had a deep and meaningful conversation with, and even those that I just read about or see about, the number one reason that is keeping people from success is that they are so convinced by their excuses that they are unwilling to do the work. Are you one of those people? Are you one of those people that is prepared to talk about how difficult it is to get through life with being a step parent or having an ex or of a particular race or being in a particular nation or being a particular weight or height or personality or because you have a thyroid issue or whatever your excuse is? Are you allowing that to interfere with your implementation, or are you using opportunities that are presented to you as springboards and stepping stones to overcome the very real, very difficult challenges most of us face? In fact, we all face some challenge of some kind. Now, there's a saying, no matter how good you are, no matter how strong you are, there's always somebody else that's better and stronger. And it goes the same with challenges that we're facing in life. And so the problem is, if we are making the path of our life carved out by focusing on why we have it so hard, or why, well, that won't work for me because my situation is so much harder, or that's great that, you know, that post or that video or that course or that guru or that whatever, sure, they can say it now. Look how much money they have. Look how many followers they have. Look how their marriage is already going. You know, look how they've got younger kids or they've got teenagers. You can find any excuse you want. And if that is the tool you are using to carve the path of your life, it will never allow you to become who you truly are and to grab hold of the peace and the joy and the love and the relationships and the opportunity that is available to you today, right now. You don't have to wait until you lose so many pounds. You don't have to wait until the court decides in your favor. You don't have to wait until the next clearing in the mental illness. There are always opportunities to find one thing that you can apply today to be a better version of yourself. Now, let's talk about how you do that. The number one thing you can do starting today is to desire love, growth, relationships, success, the achievement of your vision, your dreams, whatever it is that you decide you truly desire, you need to want that more than you want to hold on to your excuses. Now, let me be clear. I am not saying that your excuses are not real, that your pain and that your challenges are not interfering with your ability to move forward. They will surely be obstacles that you must overcome in order to achieve the greatest version of yourself, the best relationships, and the most love, joy, hope, and opportunity in your life. And all of us have to overcome something. What's getting in the way is when we choose to use our challenges as excuses that make it okay for us to not apply what is presented to us, for us to avoid change and growth, for us to live in the mess of what is preventing us from our happiest and greatest opportunities. So the first thing, again, is that no matter how valid or real or painful your excuses are, you need to desire greater joys, a clear vision, more opportunity, better relationships, whatever it is that your future is pointed to, whatever it is that you want your future to be pointed to, you need to want that more, to desire that more, to crave that more than you do holding on to excuses that allow you to stay where you are. So it all starts with desire. It all starts with wanting. Simply acknowledging, you know what? I have a lot of excuses. They are painful. They are valid, but they are not helping me to become who I desire to be. And there is something more. There is something better that I want in my current relationships, that I want in my current business, that I want in my current and future life. There's something I want more than continuing to use those as baggage to hold me back. Start by acknowledging it. Start by making that decision. Once you have acknowledged that you no more desire to hold on to your excuses at the expense of your opportunities, the next step becomes what you can do to take small, tiny, incremental steps of applying what you are inspired by, of applying what brings you hope in the moment that then was previously wiped out by your excuses. Look at small things. It's one little nugget. You don't need to go and read the entire book of Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl and then suddenly decide that you were going to implement every single sound nugget of advice that you got from that book. Instead, consider one piece of knowledge that you can apply. Consider one piece of wisdom, one piece of hope, one thing that made sense to you, that clicked to you, that was a light bulb aha moment, and just focus on that. You don't need to apply the whole book. You don't need to apply the entire video series of your favorite online guru. You don't need to binge watch every single video that I've posted on YouTube, although, you know, there's value there. But the point is, you find one point, one thing, one idea, and you grab hold of that. And that is your new finger hold to help you get the next piece and the next piece until you crawl out of this pit of excuses, valid or not, that are preventing you from being the best version of yourself in this present day. So first, you acknowledge and decide that you want to hold on to who you desire to be more than you want to hold on to the excuses giving you the comfort of not trying. The second piece is, as you reach out and read books and watch clips and see and become inspired, that you find one idea and you grab hold of that and you focus on that and you seek to apply that one tiny idea. And then in the next clip or the next book or the next scripture that comes and inspires you, you grab one idea and you hold on to that. What's going to happen is two things. If you have not been doing this for a time, your endurance muscles will be weak. Your reflex will be to go back to the excuses that gave you so much comfort, especially because they can be very valid and very painful. And it might even be something that flies up and spits in your face just to remind you it's there. Maybe it's an injury. Maybe it's a health problem. Maybe it's something with your children or with your marriage or with past relationships. It will come and remind you, and you will have to hold on. If you find yourself struggling to hold on, you can reach out to me, make a comment in this video, engage with the community, Find me on different social platforms. Message me. Not hard to find. At the Joe Pomeroy, pretty much any platform. You can also go to others who are striving to break free of their excuses and lean in to what they desire most, and you can connect with them. The point is, you don't have to free climb out of this pit. There are plenty of people willing to drop lines, to set anchors, to do what they can to help you become who you desire to be. But you have to let go of the excuses, however valid, and you have to move forward. And you are the only one that can do that through your own choices. No one is ever going to give that to you. No one is ever going to force you. It is a decision you must make now and every moment moving forward. How do you make that? How do you make that decision? How do you face the challenges that come at you moment by moment by moment to remind you of just how valid your excuses are? You can't help it if you go into some convenience store and have a conversation with somebody and they are condescending to you or verbally abusive to you because of how you dress or because of the color of your skin or because of your age. You can't control what other people are doing. But if you get caught up in the choices that they are making, then you are again allowing your own excuses to interfere with your ability to achieve your greatest opportunities. So it is a choice, it is a decision, and one that you'll have to make again and again and again. And it is worth it. It is worth it because there is a spark inside of you that nobody can destroy, and only you can choose to let go of. But if instead you choose to fuel that fire of hope, if instead you choose to find a greater source of light than yourself and to pursue that light in your life, you'll be amazed at what becomes available to you and what you can see. My heartfelt plea to you today is do not be like the people in the comments on that thread. Do not be making excuses for yourself or for others that cause you to miss the point and be blind to the wisdom that you can apply to achieve your own success. This is not about anybody but you, which means you don't need to compare your challenges as harder or easier than anybody else's. And it also means that you don't need to compare how you define success to how anybody else chooses to define it. So find that one piece of wisdom that you can apply today. Find that one idea, that one concept that can add even a single watt of light to your life and embrace it and do that day after day. And you will find that your excuses now become part of your story, now become evidence to you that you can rise above, that you can push through, that you can achieve these great things. And every evidence that you create makes you stronger and allows you to build a future even greater and better than you think possible in this moment. And it all starts with a simple choice. Choose your future over your excuses. Till next time, keep moving forward.